Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 The Ticket. All right. He is part of a company called M3 Linked, which is having a forum in Detroit. They connect different communities together, business-wise, other things. But he's also known as one of the great basketball players of all time. He's a Hall of Famer. He is Big Game James Worthy, and we thank you for getting up very early on the West Coast to be with us this morning. How you doing, James?
Good morning. How's everything?
We're doing great. Before we get into the basketball, just curious, there's a forum that you guys are doing tomorrow. How can any of our listeners get on board?
Well, you can log on to m3link.com. And you can log on to M3 Link Detroit. Obviously, M3 Link is the national headquarters for the company, but there are many franchises, including one here in Los Angeles. But tomorrow, we'll be linked up to M3 Link Detroit. And it's a great place for your business to come and collaborate and connect and enhance your business. It kind of reminds me of having great coaches and having great teammates that you could depend on. You know, throughout my whole career, I always had like an agent per se, an accountant, but when I retired, I really wanted to find that similarity and teamwork that I could have around me to call on if I need some advice from a patent lawyer, or if I need some advice from a CEO, or it's just a great place to come collaborate. And it's quick accessibility. You don't have to feel like you're all by yourself. And in today's age, when people aren't traveling as much, it is a great place to come and connect. So we'll be on that forum tomorrow at M3 Link Detroit. You can go on M3 Link Detroit and click there, and you can find all the information you need.
James, I do want to, first of all, thank you for coming on. But what is, before we turn to basketball and the team and the teamwork that you talked about, the impact that this has had on the businesses, how have you seen it impact the businesses in LA, and how can it impact the businesses here in Detroit?
I think, first of all, having a team means a lot. When I had Magic Johnson throwing me assist, or I had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you know, assisting me in winning. It's the same thing in business. You know, if you stand alone, and some people like to, but if you're in a world where you need certain accessibility and you need to enhance your business, it can keep you from losing a business, or you can deviate and focus on things you need to. And that's what M3 Link does. A lot of people stand alone. They don't have that accessibility. They don't have that data. And I think within a company like M3 Link, you find that. And so you're able to find a coach that I say, hey, instead of trying to continue to do this, let's change the playbook so that we can enhance your business, sustain it, and then make it profitable for everybody. So there's a lot of scenarios. When you have a coach on the sideline, sometimes he has to throw that playbook away. And sometimes he looks over to his assistant coaches and says, what can we do, guys? And that's the same thing with M3 Link. You have quick accessibility, and it keeps your business from folding. It keeps it afloat. It gives you new ideas, and it gives you new partners that you can work with. and sustain your business. And it also, most importantly, gives you confidence and it gives you hope. And that's what you need when you're in the fourth quarter, the last 2 minutes. You need confidence, you need hope, and you need teammates that you can rely on.
All right. And speaking of the fourth quarter, I mean, in fourth quarter, game six, 1988, you guys paid off the officials. Lambeer never fouled Kareem, did he?
He got him underneath. You have to understand the trickery. It looked clean up top.
Oh.
But he had that big belly just bumping up against Kareem and threw him off balance. Everybody knew that.
There's no way.
I had the same argument with Isaiah and John Sally. Just give it up, guys. It was a foul.
No, wait, it was never a foul. I'm curious, how much did you hate playing them?
Well, I didn't hate playing Detroit. I mean, for me, after playing the Celtics in the 80s, I was pretty much ready for anybody. And, you know, much respect to, you know, John Daly and the team he's put together there. But I didn't hate playing against them. I mean, it was fun. I mean, they called themselves the Bad Boys, and we were just the Lakers who had pretty much dominated the 80s. So we were just work as usual for us.
So you go by the name, or at least people call you Big Game James. And I know my wife is listening. She's grew up a Lakers fan, her brother, her dad, and the moments that you provided your fans.
Smart people.
What, yeah, what was it about the big games that helped you perform so well? Because you averaged more in those games. You had those key moments at the end of games. What was it about the big games that excited you and brought out the best in you?
Well, you know, when you're traveling regular season, you know, I remember, you know, schedules where I had Larry Bird on a Sunday. Took Monday off, going to New York, had Bernard King on a Tuesday, only to follow up and have Dr. J on a Wednesday back-to-back game. So, you know, when you're traveling regular season, you know, it's a tough schedule. But when you get a team for seven games, and that's all you have to focus on is a couple of players, you're not traveling as much, you should enhance your percentages in everything. So I always thought like that. I had a lot of video on Rodman. I had a lot of video on Mahorn and Spider. I was just watching it, and I was ready. Because I only had to focus on that one team. And while we were sitting in that Embassy Suites out there in Detroit, you know, I was just watching film. And I knew that I only had a couple of days off in between. So, yeah, regular season is a little different. And also the sense of urgency. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to be on the losing side. So all that innate, you know, anxiety and fear, you have to channel that somewhere. Sometimes it channels into an air ball, or sometimes it channels into, you know, winning MVP.
James Worthy joins us on the Stoney and Jansen program. Now, we have to remind everybody that, yes, you won that series in Game 7, whatever, with the Phantom foul. That could be argued. But the following year, the Pistons did sweep you guys.
Yeah, we were without players, of course. We had Kareem was older, Magic was hurt, Byron was hurt. I still dropped 40 on you guys in that last game.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, you should have won. You should have won. And hey, I'll give you this, too. I'll give you this. Now, I'm not saying the outcome would have been different, but remember, Isaiah was hurt in 88.
Yeah.
Remember, he sprained his ankle. So, you know, that was not good for Detroit. But, yeah, we always gave Detroit credit.
I know.
You know, they were a little bit better than the Celtics after 85. They were the younger, better defenders. And, yeah, I'm not sure if, you know, I always think we win no matter who we play. But that 89 year, they would have had a lot of incentive, which they did. And they were the better team.
Now,
I don't mind saying that.
Now, this might be controversial because I enjoy it, even though I know it was a little bit of a embellishment. What did you think of Winning Time? Did you watch it at all? I mean, I know the season was before you got to the Lakers, but what do you think?
You know, I always, man, when I have lived something,
mm-hmm.
and I have all the facts and the data in my head, and I know all the personnel, I don't watch it. Because, I mean, I live in Hollywood, And, you know, I understand satire. You know, and satire is cool until it drops in your lap. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So you just kind of chill and let it go. People are enjoying it. Let them enjoy it. I don't really have. I'm not watching it because I lived it and I know all the personalities in there. So it'll be whatever it will be. It's all good with me.
So you just mentioned you lived it, and obviously you were a champion at every level. You had great success, and I always wonder, because I have my own, not in as many championships, obviously, but I have my own memories, favorite moments. Do you have, when you think about your career, whether it was college or in the NBA, do you have a favorite moment that you look back and it just always brings a smile?
Well, I won everything except a high school championship, and my hometown friend, Sleepy Floyd, denied me that one. they beat us. But I got him back.
Yes, you did.
In 1982.
Yes, you did.
Against
okay.
Georgetown, which was Coach Smith's first college championship against another great coach, John Thompson. So that was a memorable moment. But I would have to say, over the long run, the Celtics dominated the Lakers throughout the 60s and 70s. I think they beat them like 7 times. Jerry West never won. Wilt Chamberlain never won. You know, Pat Riley, Gail Goodrich, they never defeated the Celtics. So I think when we lost to the Celtics in 1984, I really thought that they had a leprechaun, or that lucky mm-hmm. mystique was really true. But we were able to win the only championship on that parquet floor in 1985. And so we knew we were not only representing ourselves, but we were representing all those years, you know, Baylor, Jerry West, Wilt Chamberlain, Chick Hearn, all the fans who just, you know, devastated. You know how those Boston fans, they just let you have it. So we finally got that one. And to me, that one was the beginning for me of, you know, winning a couple of more and really, you know, satisfying that history.
A couple of things before we let you go, James Worthy joining us. What do you think of the NBA today with the advent of increased three-point shooting, and what the hell's wrong with the Lakers?
Yeah, I mean, when I started watching basketball, I remember watching Oscar Robertson. I was vaguely like 10 or 11 years old. And when I got to college, the game was still the same. Pick and roll, defense was still played the same. You could play with your form as long as you didn't extend it. You could box people out. You know, you could play a little physical. And I think because of the rush of guys not going to college. I mean, Kareem had 4 years with John Wooden. Michael Jordan and I had 3 years with Dean Smith. You know, Isaiah had some years with Bobby Knight. So you learn the fundamentals. Not only that, you learn how to live. You learn how to balance your freaking checkbook in college. You know, there's a lot of things. So when you don't get that, guys are coming to the NBA, they're not fundamentally sound. You know, so all they do is practice threes, lift weights, get tattoos, and tweet and go on social media. That's it. So you don't have that sound player. You have an athletic player. And that's what's happening to the game. I mean, it's a lot of ISO and looking for mismatches. And, you know, Bill Russell told me one time, you know, they had 5 options off of 1 play. And you don't see that anymore. You see it in the WNBA because they don't play above the rim and it's not athletic. Your Laker question, yeah. The Lakers, I think they have refused to build over the years. You know, we've had some good players, Ingram, Randall, Ball. You know, we have tried to win quickly. You know, when Kobe's last few years, we brought in Nash, who was a little bit older. Dwight Howard came in with a back injury. We you know, and we trade away draft picks to try to win immediately. And I think they're going to have to really think about, you know, how they need to build. When you look at Memphis, when you look at the way Boston's playing right now, when you look at, the way Milwaukee has built a team over time. So you know, and it's been trending in that direction. Yeah, we won a couple years ago, but we need to create, you know, players that have cohesiveness. I mean, we had it a couple years ago. We traded it all away to try to win, to try to match what Brooklyn was doing, to try to match what other teams are doing with their big three players. I think that's going to go away. That's an illusion, you know, having that big three. You see what happened in Brooklyn. You see what happened with the Lakers. Even though everyone experienced injuries, not an excuse, still should be playing better, or you should definitely be in the playoffs. So the Lakers have a lot. It's embarrassing and it's unacceptable.
All right, James, thanks a lot. We really appreciate it. It's m3link.com. There's a forum tomorrow. Go on it and get involved. We really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
You got it, guys.
All right, that's big game James Worthy joining us on the Stoney and Jansen
cool
program. 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.